Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, welcome to NYPN Team Radio live here on Blog Talk. Thanks for joining me today. It's your boy KG. Appreciate you taking the time out to listen to the show, whether it's live or in the, you know, download or subscribe or whatever. Appreciate you joining me today. There's a lot of stuff to get into. In fact, I want a quick program note. Next week, I'm going to give y'all guys a layout for the month of August. It's going to be a little bit different in the month of August. I'm not going to do a full slate of shows in the next month, but I'm going to let y'all know a little bit more detail what I got planned for the month of August leading into September, which is the 11th season for the show. So all that will be next week. We'll get into that long, you know, a little bit of a deep dive. Next week on what plans I have for August, September, and possibly the remainder of the year. So stick around for that next week here at NYPN Team Radio. Time is just flying by. It's already next week will be the end of going towards the end of July, and then just picking up speed real fast. And I can't believe September come will be 11 seasons. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But enough of that. Let's jump into it. Last month, without thinking, without realizing, it's like the second time I did this. I decided to download music from an artist because I felt it in my system to do it, and come to find out they ended up passing away. I did it for Bismarck last month with a June playlist. I was in the mood for Bismarcky, and I downloaded it, downloaded two tracks, and I was like, all right, that's just, I haven't had really a chance to play it because there was so much going on in June. They had guests and other music and all that. I only played it maybe once or twice. So I downloaded one more song today because everybody wanted to know. He passed away this week, age 57, which is like another legend in the game. That's just this year, Chris Murky D, DMX, Shock G is just on and on and on. Just
it's crazy.
Like these artists that's young, that's just no longer with us. It's influential in the hip hop game and music in general.
Yeah.
Bismarck, influential New York rapper known as the clown prince of hip hop, died on Friday of undisclosed causes. He was 57. I quote: "It is with profound sadness that we announce this evening with his wife Tara by his side, hip hop pioneer Bismarck peacefully passed away. Representative for the Just a Friend rappers said in a statement. The statement continued: We are grateful for the many calls and prayers of support that we have received during this difficult time. This created a legacy of artistry that will forever be celebrated by his industry peers and beloved fans whose lives he was able to touch through music spanning over 35 years. He leaves behind a wife and many family members and close friends who will miss his vibrant personality, constant jokes, and frequent banter. We respectfully request privacy for his family as they mourn their loved ones. Although no official cause of death was provided, it has been reported that the rapper's death was caused by a series of complications from diabetes that he has been fighting for more than a year. He was diagnosed with two types of diabetes. He was type 2 diabetes in 2010, and he lost 141 pounds from exercising and healthy eating. A year later, in an interview, he stated, "I wanted to live since I have to be a diabetic. If I didn't make the changes it was going to make the diabetes worse. I'm trying to get off the diabetes meds. The way you got to do it is to lose weight. I'm off half my meds. I just got to get off the rest. Rumor spread at the beginning of July that Marky born Marcel Theo Hall in April, born in April 1964, had died. That was flying around. I remember that just 2 or 3 weeks ago. Wise manager bunked those claims. He mentioned that HipHop.com was still under medical care and surrounded by professionals who are working hard to provide the best health care possible. Hall's rep confirmed at the time that he had been hospitalized in a Maryland area facility for weeks in July 2020 due to complications with diabetes. Then this past April, rapper Big Daddy Kane said during an interview that Hall was recovering from a stroke. Quote, he's rehabilitating now. He's getting better and stronger every day. Kane said at the time, last time I talked to him on the phone, he got a real light voice, but last time I talked to him on the phone, he stuck his middle finger up at me. So I think he's coming along. As Biz Markie Hall released his debut album, Going Off, in 1988, with his lead single, Make the Music With Your Mouth, Biz, and songs like Vapors and Nobody Beats the Biz. His Biz Never Sleep album followed the following year with Just a Friend, which will become his most famous hit. I just wanted to make a story rap record, not to go pop or anything, he said in a 2019 interview, commemorate the 30th anniversary of the Friend Zone Jam, which features Hall alternating between rap and singing while sampling Freddie Scott's You Got What I Need. The track landed on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of Hip Hop in 2008. Hall knew the songs had become a national success when Howard Stern and Frankie Crocker and all the white stations around the country started playing it, because I went around with my own money and I went around the country and promoted the record myself. Hip Hop Star will go on to release 3 more studio albums and various compilations. Go ahead, man. What do you got to say? I don't know what to say about him.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the deaths that hit me, because, you know, of course, you know, grew up with, you know, listening to Bismarck. You know, I can tell you a story about my mom. Didn't like hip hop, you know, wasn't a fan of hip hop, you know, when it came out and all. But that song, Just a Friend, that Bismarck came out, was like one of the songs that she actually really loved. She actually really loved. Mm-hmm. I mean, she would go, when that song come on, she listened mm-hmm. to it. I mean, she would say that's her song. She liked that song, you know, because it was like mm-hmm. a comical song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And his videos was very comical also. You know, so it's just another pioneer that passed on, and it's like we're losing them, man. It's getting ridiculous. You know, they said it was due to complications, allegedly due to complication of diabetes. You know,
mm-hmm.
we as you know, especially African American people, we really need to take heed in of our health, and you know. Just take it more serious and watch what we're eating. You know, we're eating all the wrong foods, all the fast foods out there. You know, the fried chickens, the pizzas, and all that. You know, we got to change our way of eating and take our health a little more seriously. This is getting really ridiculous. He's young, 57 years old. A lot of our legends are passing on at a young age. I mean, a young age. This is really ridiculous. I don't want to say who's next. I'm not even going to say who's next. You know, hopefully there won't be nobody next anytime soon. But this needs to stop. You know, our legends are going to be something. You know, a lot of people are really not happy. Just, I think it was a week ago when people was putting out rumors that he had passed already.
Mm-hmm. And his family came. Yeah, only 2 weeks
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, and his family came out and said this is untrue, that, you know, that they're honored that people are, you know, respecting him and, you know, paying homage to him, but they wanted them to stop putting out these rumors, which the rumors mm-hmm. then stopped after that. But now, you know, when it was mentioned that he was in a hospital, you know, setting, it was like, okay, does this mean that he has not long to go after this, you know,
mm-hmm.
being in the hospice, you know, and then this come out, you know, it's like, wow, he's gone. You know, I honestly thought he was going to pull through this. I honestly
mm-hmm.
thought he was going to pull through this because he's been in the hospital for a long time. And I thought that he was actually getting better because we haven't heard anything else from it when he first, you know, fell ill and was admitted to a hospital. So I thought he was actually
mm-hmm.
honestly getting better, but unfortunately it didn't happen. And rest in peace to
him. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, the other three legends, icons that we lost so far this year were Prince Mikey D of Fat Boys and DMX and Shock G of Digital Underground, Black Rob. It's far a few. It's only in the month of July, so there's a lot, you know, that already passed already. And yeah, I was hoping that this time it wasn't true, like a couple of weeks ago. That he didn't pass, and you know, a young age of 57, but you know, at the end of the day, his music will be here forever and ever and ever and ever, and that's how we're going to remember him, and that's how we're going to celebrate him, and that's what we're going to do right now. So we're going to play a little tribute to Bismarck, and we come back, we're going to get into everything else. Stick around, NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Bring in the bass.
Say what's the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S? The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big trucks, jewelry, and attention in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear Five Valley boots, rough leather fashion and tuxedo suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak, and she coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get the keys. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. Partner that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta type kangle tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the paper. They caught the paper. They caught the paper. They caught the paper. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee, better known to y'all as Tomasico V. He cuts, scratch, transforms with finesse and all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss funded, said, sorry Mr. Lee, but this don't help on it. Now my cousin born, still try on and on and on to the like breaks the dawn. To get this JLB in effect, then it looked right past him and be like, next! now for the year of age to eight. Cool beans making dollars so my cousin's like straight. He's walking to the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, born, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but now he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the paper. They caught the paper. They caught the paper.
I guess they gotta talk about me, check it out.
Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Saw a crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down camp? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some deaf doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Your biz, do you remember these for Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the paper. Yo. They caught the paper. They caught the paper.
Yo, I want to tell everybody, this is a true story.
They caught the paper.
I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping foreign with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kinda strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. It was a school day. I know she was there. here, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was the dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Yo, me and Cool G, this gonna be our new single. Hey, let me hear the story. You say it's alright, so. Yo, Cool G, why'd you give me a cue? One more cue, and then I'm ready to go in.
You like when the winter's gone and all of a sudden it starts getting warm. The trees and the grass are looking fresh and the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, clouds be blooming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. Fly girls looking the best they could be and the guys be duking, and you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. But I like Easter time with a grand, cause when I little used to go to Coney Island, we used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy. The fact then it was like fine and dandy. You used to get dressed up in double knits and your plaid suit jackets fit for the shit. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce called
it's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the summer falling love.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you felt that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house pout for no reason, just because you thought your man was easy for a couple of days, looked gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone rings, he begged for you for dinner, and you know what that brings. Joy and happiness into your life, before you felt like your heart was set by night. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if you did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Oh, everybody know it's spring again. Tell the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret before a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I quoted myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Mean a diabolical, be upset and go off with something that a girl possessed? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers, truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on the way and say, I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to NYP Entertainment Radio. Rest in peace, Biz. Like I said, his music will always be around forever and ever and ever. Musical genius. His music is handles, is everywhere. So
music will never get old.
No, not at all. Not at all. So what do you want to get into?
Curtis Jackson also goes by the name we all know as 50 Cent, but despite his moniker suggested otherwise, it seems the star doesn't do things by halves. When he put out the first album, Get Rich or Die Trying, it became the best-selling debut hip-hop record ever, while his TV show Power has been one of the most successful series on premium paid television in the U.S., according to network stars. It led to four spin-off series being commissioned, and the latest, Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, focused on how Jackson's character in Power, drug dealer Kanan Starks, became the man he did. Jackson tells Sky News he requested to the show's creator, Courtney Kemp, that he wanted to play the worst character that they've seen on television. So if I played a bad guy, I want to play a real bad guy, unquote. But prequel shows how he ended up that way, with Jackson narrating the story of Kanan's younger years, end quote. To go into the prequel on his character is how show all of his trauma and all of his things that he thing you go through makes you who you are. I believe that. And the things that he went through and his experiences that hardened him to the point that he was that guy that he saw in Power at the beginning, he says. So you kind of see the things that he's gone through that turn him into that. In order to give the character authenticity, Jackson borrowed from his own experiences growing up in the borough of Queens in New York. One of the show's opening scenes sees the young Kanan running home to his mother after being beaten up. But instead of comforting him, he tells him he needs to learn to fight back, and accompany him for the rematch. End quote. These are real things. Like, I really experienced being roughed up in the park before my mom sent me back to the park, and I was just more afraid of her than the kids in the park, so I ended up going back to fight them instead of dealing with my mom, he says. Continuing, quote, and you deal with that, and it's kind of changes your perspective. Like, I'm not going to go back to whining to my mother for her to send me back. I'll just handle it before she finds out that I'm scared or afraid of the other person. So it kind of changed the part of my character in a very early stage. It was probably the biggest thing to describe what my relationship with my mom was like fairly early on. You know, because she was the only provider, so she was like the source of everything that is good. She is angry with you, and then nothing. Well, let me go back. If she's angry with you, then nothing good is around. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, wow, no, just take me back. This is just going on and on. It's confusing me reading this. But, yeah, I guess. With the new Power Book 3 that's coming out, he's basically saying that that the character of Kanan is basically some of the things that he experienced as a child growing up. So he incorporated those characters into this character in Power Book 3. That's basically what he's saying. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing this because, you know, I am a Power fan, you know, I've watched, you know, all the series so far, so I'm actually looking forward to this, you know, Power Book 3 to check that out and see, you know, how this storyline goes, you know, what will come of this. So, you know, hopefully this lives up to the first two parts.
I didn't understand the article, but I'm not surprised that bits and pieces of his life are in the show. The prequel, I'm not hyped to see it because it's a prequel. I will check it out eventually. I like, of course, Ghost Power Book 2. That was pretty good, kind of continuation and so forth. Kind of going back in the day, I'm interested. I'm not hyped to see it. I just got to think about prequels and stuff, and things of that nature, especially when you know the character's already dead in current time.
Right.
But I, like I said, I will check it out. I'll definitely check it out and give my full assessment of the series. But yeah, I'm just kind of on the fence about that.
You kind of think of, is he really dead? Because we don't know if he really died in Power Book 2. So we don't know if he was one, right? One.
If I'm correct, when you get a bullet in your head, you're dead. Now, unless he magically bring that brother back.
Unless it grazed off his head and he thought it went, it could have grazed off his head. Maybe they'll bring it back and his character somehow miraculously come back because they say that, it would just graze off his head. He's still alive. He thought he was dead.
Would you watch a show that actually does that? I know how you are. You will shit on that thing so fast. You will come on here and shit on that thing so fast, it wouldn't even be funny. I'm back. Ta-da! Like, he just appears. First, we thought he burnt up in a fire. Then they brought him back, and he didn't. He was kind of burnt up. And then he got shot up by the cops, and he comes back again. I'd be pissed at Courtney Kemp. He's dead. Let's put him away. Because if that's the case, now, the only person I would question that's not really dead, in my opinion, kind of, sort of, will be Ghost himself.
Ghost.
I have a couple of theories on that.
I believe he's going to come back. Yeah.
It's something about that's not complete, case closed type thing. And you got to think about his name, his nickname, why they call him that, why he's so smart.
Ghost.
He's always He was always five steps ahead of people. Always five steps ahead.
Yeah.
It's something about that. I don't know.
He said he wanted to get out the game. So, go ahead.
That's true. He did. He did say he wanted to get out the game. I don't know. It's something about that. It was just like, So I would not be surprised if he pops up in Power Book 2. If he pops up near the end of the series or however they're going to do it. I would not be surprised because I was kind of a little skeptical. I don't think he's completely gone. It was just how they handled that whole thing was kind of jumbled. But we shall see.
In a way, he's
dead, though. He's not coming back.
I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. There's a possibility that he can come back, that he just miraculously come up somewhere, because maybe his family is being threatened, so he's going to show up. He's going to show up. But, yeah, I agree with you on that one. He's probably not dead.
It's something about how he handled it. And when I was like, nah, it's too clean. When I mean too clean, it just happened too simple. It's just straight to the point. And it was like, nah, it's got to be something with that. It's just he just straight shot him. They try to smother it in a whodunit type thing, but it was just something about that. I don't know. It was like, there's something behind this. Now, if he ends up being dead, he's not come back, then that's straight some real shitty, shoddy writing. Because I didn't like how they handled that to begin with. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. In terms of raising Kanan, whatever that shit is called, I'll look at it. I'm not hyped about it. I'm not like, oh yeah, good ho. I'll peep it, and I might like it. I might not, But I think it premieres tonight for those who have Stars. I'll get to it when I get to it. So we'll see what happens. Backtrack a bit because I didn't get a chance to read this last week. Little Uzi Vert accused of striking and pointing a gun at ex-girlfriend. Little Uzi Vert has been accused of striking and pointing a gun at his ex-girlfriend, Brittany Byrd, during an altercation involving rapper St. John in Los Angeles. Uzi confronted St. John at Dialogue Cafe in West Hollywood after learning that the rapper was meeting with Byrd. Uzi and John then had a physical altercation. When Uzi's gun fell out of his pants, Byrd approached Uzi. Byrd approached Uzi, and then he pointed his gun at her, in addition to striking her. Byrd has filed a police report, and her manager, Brianna, provided a different version of the event. According to Brianna, Uzi confronted Byrd, not John, and punched Byrd repeatedly before fleeing. Quote, Uzi has been stalking Brittany since they broke up. Brianna continued, Uzi is toxic and mentally and physically abusive. He has been for years. Neither Uzi or John has publicly commented on incident. This type of stuff here is what I question certain hip-hop artists that's in the limelight. And when you hear them sweating over somebody else, and I was like, dude, it's not that serious. It's a lot of women out there, a lot of women out there. And
right.
Try to make way better than the girl you with. It's not. If you want to be somebody else, dude, you get somebody else. It's as simple as that. Why are you jeopardizing your career and your freedom over someone if they moved on to someone else? Then so be it. Then you move on. I never understood this whole tough guy thing. Like, dude, she don't want you. She don't want you. She ain't the only woman on the planet. And again, like all this shit you went through and the money you have and all the stuff you're doing, you're jeopardizing it over foolishness that can just easily be avoided altogether because you don't play that tough guy role. And I think it's just stupid. It's just stupid when I read stuff like this, though.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, they just need to stop. They really need. I mean, how many women out there? How many? It's
a lot.
Too many out there. Too many.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too many. You're going to fight about one? Now,
exactly.
If y'all go back and forth and pull out and shoot each other, guess where that woman is going to go? To the next guy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Going to
exactly.
Go to the next
don't
guy. Where are you
like going to
be at? Either 6 feet under or behind bars?
Exactly. So I never understood anything like that. It's like, dude, just move on. Like, she don't want you? Get another one. Well, out there, it's a lot of them. They're probably way better looking than her in the whole nine. Like,
of course.
It's not worth your freedom or your finances, quite frankly.
Or your life.
You know what I mean? Or your life, even better. Or your life. So I never got that. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got some more stuff to get into. I got some Versus update that I'm going to get those opinions on. And along with y'all,
yeah.
You listen to it live, you can call in. 516-387-1961. 516-387-1961, NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Russian hair wear. We're jamming. What you are, what you are. We're jamming. What you are. I want to jam it with you. We're jamming.
Yeah.
Welcome back to NYP Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Remember, you can catch this show live, this episode and other episodes live every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. If you can't catch it live here on Blog Talk, you can always subscribe, download, and for this platform or the 13 other platforms, listen to any show in the archive. You can binge listen and sit back and relax and let us entertain you as we always do. Let's keep it moving here. Vanessa Williams and PBS slammed for Black National Anthem performance. There was a backlash over Vanessa Williams performing for Independence Day before it even happened. Well, Williams hosted PBS Capitol 4th on Independence Day and has been announced that she would sing prior to Lift Your Voice and Sing, which has become known as the Black National Anthem. And the promotion leading up to the show, Williams talked about including the song. Quote, it's in celebration of the wonderful opportunity that we now have to celebrate Juneteenth, the former Miss America is saying, so we are reflective of the times. Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of African American slaves and was declared a federal holiday in the U.S. Back in June. Conservative Twitter jumped on, quote, the national anthem part and declared the decisive segregation and racist to have any anthem other than the Star Spangled Banner, which was scheduled to be performed by Grammy Award winner Renee Fleming. Still other supporters, Williams, other supported Williams and chalked the whole thing up to social media doing what it does, best is outrage. And launching into the song, Williams, who also performed God Bless America earlier in the program, said she was filled with the spirit of freedom and the perseverance that is required to achieve the most precious right. Quote, I dedicate this to our ancestors, to our new federal holiday, Juneteenth, and to all who celebrate freedom, she said. And Capitol 4th has aired for more than four decades and is heavily promoted every year by PBS. So what's your opinion?
So they're saying people are outraged because they're saying that if she don't sing the Star Spangled Banner, that it would be racist to sing anything otherwise, right?
Pretty much, yeah. If she's in the Black National Anthem, it should be only one anthem, bottom line. Star Spangled Banner.
You know, again, a lot of these songs that came out, you know, during the time that we were in slavery, whatever it is, you know, a lot of these jingles and all that weren't meant for us.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't meant for us. You know, so now we come out with a song that, you know, everybody can, you know, relate to, and they saying that would be racist for her to perform that if it's not the Star Spangled Banner. I think that's really stupid of them. It's like they can't open up their eyes and see, you know, for them to call that racist. I mean, how can you call that racist? How can you call that racist? Look at what their people have been doing for so many years to us.
Mm-hmm.
So many years. And still doing it. Not in the way that it was, you know, back then, nor that it would ever be back to, you know, the slavery days. But yet, it's still racism going on till this day.
Mm-hmm.
But they call her racist if she's performing the Black National Anthem. Really?
According to social media, at the end of the day, a lot is nonsense, is stupid. Again, you know, she sung God Bless America earlier on, so she's got options to sing this. It shouldn't matter. She's not pulling down her panties and pissing on American flag. She's not doing that. It's about freedom. She's celebrating. She's filled, like I said, the spirit of freedom and having Juneteenth and the whole nine. So there's room for more than one anthem, bottom line. Whether
of course.
Black, white, whatever, it's room for one, more than one anthem. This is celebrate, this is express your freedom. That's what America is supposed to be all about, expressing yourself. You shouldn't be limited or, oh, you shouldn't do this. That dictator say, oh, don't do that. Oh, no, then you're going against the
whole
freedom of speech.
Unfortunately, America is not about that.
So at the end of the day, what it comes down to, I'm glad she did it. I'm glad PBS was behind her for doing it. She has that right to. and she felt it. She's going with the flow. And just listen to the words and listen to what it's saying. It's not degrading nothing. It's celebrating freedom.
No.
It's celebrating just being American, celebrating being quite frankly. And that's what people need to pay attention to, and not the title or what is what people quote, you know, Black National Anthem. That's what they
Black
hear.
National Anthem.
And all of a sudden it's like, you're not even listening to the lyrics. You're not listening to what the words are. You just caught one that says Black in it, National Anthem.
Right.
And get past that. Get past that and listen to what the lyrics are. Okay. It's pretty much like it's not degrading anything. You know what I mean? So people need to get over themselves, but that's what social media does. People click clack on their keyboards. What is though?
I think that's the problem, is that they're not listening to the lyrics. They don't care to listen to the lyrics of the song. They just want the traditional song, the national anthem, that they feel that that's for every American, you know, when initially it wasn't. But that's what they want. They listen to the other song and listen to the lyrics, and they'll understand. They'll understand. It's not degrading anybody. It's not degrading whites and not degrading any other race out there. It's for everybody.
Yeah. Just listen
to the
lyrics.
Song.
All right. What else? What you got, though?
Bill Cosby's wife raised eyebrows by stepping out without her wedding ring, which she previously worn, but Bill's reps say it's just how she rolls these days and not a sign of marital strife. Camille Cosby was walking into a building Friday in New York City, and her left ring finger was looking a little lighter than usual, and she clearly wasn't wearing her wedding band. You recall Ms. Cosby excitingly greeted her husband at home when he was suddenly released from a Pennsylvania state prison last month. It certainly seemed like she was still standing by her man, which is why the ring-free outing came as such a surprise. However, Cosby rep Andrew White tells TMZ folks are reading into it too much. White says, I know many people who don't wear rings and they haven't worn them in 30 years. It's hilarious because Mr. and Mrs. Cosby have been happily married for 57 years and counting. What's unclear, though, is exactly when Camille stopped wearing her ring. Back in 2017, during Cosby's trial, she was wearing what looked like a wedding band on her left ring finger. Wyatt seems to think Cosby haters are just digging for a negative story, saying these are the same media insurrectionists. Who are angry that this intelligent, strong, and vibrant Black woman, Ms. Cosby, stood by her husband and as well as proclaimed Mr. Cosby innocent. We've asked him about the 27th photo of Camille Ring, but no words back yet. What do you think, dude? Is people are looking into this too deeply, or maybe there could be some type of marital problems between the two? Or maybe she just, you know, feel like not wearing it. What do you think?
Who cares if she doesn't? That's their business. Who cares if she doesn't feel like wearing it? That's her business. It's a slow news week. I think everyone's looking for something to continue to tear this man down. Who cares if she does or didn't? That's, you know, she wore it on a Tuesday, but she didn't wear it on a Wednesday. So what? So what? She didn't put it on. Maybe she didn't feel like it. Maybe she forgot. Maybe whatever. Who knows? But who cares? Like, there's no law saying you got to wear it all the time. It's up to that individual and that individual couple who says you got to keep it on, whatever. Who knows? And I think they're digging, looking for something just to shit on the man because he got out. And it's a slow news week, and you just try to find something that's not there. There's trouble in paradise. She ain't got her ring on. What if she forgot? What if she, again, it's just one of those things, she just took it off when she was washing it or whatever and forgot, rushing out the door, and forgot to put it back on. Who knows? Who knows? Do I think there's an issue in their marriage? I doubt it. Who knows? You know, at the end of the day. But I think it's just they're just looking for something that's not there, just to have something, say, something scandalous about him and kind of constantly just kind of bury him in the media, like, your wife doesn't want to be with you because of this. No one said nothing. So, you know, if she, you know, walks out the door without a jacket on, does that mean, you know, the marriage is over? Or is she walk out with a frown on her face? She mad at him? Or she walked out because she didn't eat. She want to eat around him. Like, everybody finds something just to kind of just to stir the pot to get rumors started. And I think it's just nothing at the end of the day. It's just what I was saying earlier, people sit home and they click-clack on their keyboards away from the prying eyes of the world and say shit long distance and just be like, something wrong with them. Then hide in the basement at grandma's house. Because they know no one can get to them, and just put up bullshit comments or put stories out there that's not real, that you have no proof on. It's just rumors and innuendo at the end of the day. And I think it's all about nothing, when it comes down to it. Moving on, Dipset and the Lox will face off in Versus Battle. Versus announced on Wednesday that Dipset and Lox will face off in a battle next month at Madison Square Garden. Two legendary New York hip-hop outfits will go toe-to-toe on August 3rd with the event live stream as well as available to view live in person at MSG. Presumably that means all parties involved, Cameron, Jim Jones, Joel, Santana, Freaky Ziki, Jadakiss, Styles P, and Sheik Loach will be hitting the stage together in just under 3 weeks. The battle follows Keith Sweat versus Bobby Brown earlier this month and the much-talked-about matchup of Zoe Favorite 2 MCs, Bow Wow, and Soulja Boy in June. Details regarding ticket prices for in-person attendance of the battle has yet to be announced, but tickets are expected to go on sale soon. Again, this takes us back. What we all have been saying, this is a huge, huge stage. You're at the Garden. You got Dipset, you got the Lox. You got to come correct on this. You cannot mess this up. You got a live audience. You got live stage. You at the Mecca. You at the Garden. They cannot drop the ball on this. Versus, they got to come correct. They can't be a convoluted bullshit-ass mini concert where it's just everybody all on stage yelling this mic. No. It got to be a competition. You got to go song for song, whatever. They got to do it right, Zoe. What do you think?
I think this is all wrong, the matchup, to be honest with you. I think it should have been Dipset versus G-Unit rather than the Lox. You know, that's my opinion. That's what I think. It should have been Dipset versus G-Unit. You know, it's two different styles between these two, you know, where I would say the Dipset had a lot of club bangers. Now, lyrically, the Lox wins that, lyrically. Now, they have lyrics. Lyrically, Dipset is not there. They can't compete with the Lox lyrically. But the matchup to me was all wrong. I honestly believe G-Unit and Dipset should have went up against each other. The Lox should have been up with, you know, somebody else other than, you know, Dipset. That's my opinion on that.
Is G Unit together? I thought there was no G Unit.
I believe that they could have possibly 50 Cent could have possibly got them all together just for that one night. If he had went to them and said, "You know what? Huh?
Isn't he beefing with Young Buck? He's kind of on back and forth with Lloyd Banks."
Young Banks and all of them. I think that if 50 put up an offer to get them together, they would have came back together for that one night.
That matchup wouldn't go well because G-Unit, that's a lot to go into it. They all beefing and, nah, Yeah, that's your point with the locks and Dipset. I get that. And lyrically, the locks will get them. Jada Kiss alone can take on Dipset.
Man.
Nevertheless, it's still a good platform to have this on. You got fans in New York in the whole nine. These groups are already together. You ain't got to really fight the Young Buck for whatever he's doing. I don't know what the hell Lloyd Banks is. And Tony Ayo, I don't know what the hell he's at. I think it'll bring everybody together if they do it right, matchup or not. I think it should be fun if they do it the right way. It's a good New York event.
Well, let's pray on that.
Live stream, Garden. And they gotta do it right. The matchups are not bad. I'm not talking about this one, but again, it's just something about it. It just could be a lot better, or it's just something is missing. But we'll see in a few weeks. August 3rd will be here before you know it, and we'll give you our opinion on that. Another Versus challenge has been thrown out. Scarface challenges Ice Cube to an epic Versus battle with a unique twist. Versus was blessed,
now that's a battle.
Has blessed the rap world with some of the illest matchups between the genres great. Now Scarface has voiced his willingness to add his name to that list, challenging fellow rap legend Ice Cube to a Versus battle during an appearance with his Ghetto Boys brethren, Willie D, during an interview. The conversation kicks off with the interview ad suggesting that the Versus between the Ghetto Boys and NWA will be a great matchup, with Scarface acknowledging the groundbreaking quartet as his favorite group of all time. Scarface then proceeds to single out Cube as the artist he's most willing to go song for song with in a Versus, I'll bet, with a slight twist. I'll do one with Cube on the solo tip, says Scarface, adding, I'll play my favorite Cube shit, he'll play all his favorite face shit, and I'll beat him with that. I'll kill him with the favorite Cube shit because I got favorite Cube shit that can't nobody touch. Since the beginning of their respective careers during the late 80s, Scarface and Ice Cube have been compared to each other as both were considered among the most impactful MCs in the game.
With
thoughtful yet provocative subject matters and elite skills as wordsmiths. Cube even appeared on Scarface's class single Head of the Dead Body from the Houston Icons' third solo album, The Diary, with Face returning the favor a decade later by dropping a verse on a remix of Cube's single Gangsta Rap's Make the World Go Round. Given their reputations as two of the greatest MCs ever, as well as their mutual respect and history with one another, a Versus celebration pitting Face Mob against the N-word they love to hate will be apparent of the ages. I like his twist. Again, if they do it right, if they do it the right way and they do it the way he envisioned it and kind of go opposite of each other, that's not bad. That's a little out of the box. I'm with that. I think Cube will win, but he'll edge him out a little bit. I think he'll edge him out a little bit. But that's a good versus if they, again, do it the right way. And they throw that little caveat in there with, you know, Face playing a little bit of Cube and vice versa. That's not bad. Something different. But that's a good matchup. I hope that happens. I think that one will hands down, in my opinion, will break the versus, all the versus. If they do it the right way. I think it'll break it. I think that'd be classic. Don't you going at it? Damn. That's a good one.
I think this definitely would do it, you know, as you say, if it's done right. But this is definitely a great matchup right there. Scarface and Ice Cube. You know, I honestly wouldn't watch this one right here. I don't know about, you know, going in and checking out the locks and Dipset. I'm not too crazy about that one because, one, I really don't like that matchup. But this between Scarface and Ice Cube, that's a matchup I would actually check out just to see them, you know, go back and forth, you know, with their hits that they have, you know,
with their music. That's definitely a great matchup. You know, hopefully it's done correctly. And we'll see what happens, where it goes from there. You know, if this is done correctly, maybe the rest of it follows suit, you know, of it, you know, actually going the way that it's supposed to be, the versus battles.
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully, like, if Cube agrees to this, I think it will go, it'll be one of the top headliners of all the verses, if not the top one. They can go back and forth, they can do the individual albums, they can do their groups going to, you know, playing their group, individual groups hit. That'll be a good one. If they, again, yeah. Being the devil, you got to do it the right way. You can't just, it can't be all convoluted and jumping on each other's. Nah, let somebody play their shit. Next guy play their shit. Next guy play their shit. Go back and forth and entertain everyone that way, without just being all over the place and drunkenly rapping or whatever. You got to hopefully keep agree to this. And this could happen sometime soon. I think it'll be awesome for Versus and hip-hop heads.
I think he
everywhere.
Would.
That should be cool.
Cube would agree on this. I think he will probably agree on this, because this is a matchup everybody will probably want to see. So I think he would agree on it, because he probably knows that this will be really big.
All you got to do is ask. Hopefully, you know, they ask him, or Scarface ask him, and they set up the platform, and they get it done, and... You never know. It may happen sooner than you think, but it's out there. If you wait for your answer, hopefully give us a yes, and it'd be entertaining versus. Maybe the
right.
Yeah, it'd be entertaining versus. With that being said, I'm going to move for Ice Cube. Let's do some Ice Cube and some more music. We'll be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Break. Gotta thank God, I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Showers, didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching yo on TV rap. What the hats on the crack? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7, 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played those, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around round one. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. Two in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Thinking about.
The world is mine, nigga, get back. Don't fuck with my stack. The gauge is racked. About to drop the bomb, I'm the motherfucking dime. Big fish in a small pond. Not a fish trying to throw they book at the crook, but I shook. They worm and they hook. Guppies hold they breath. They wanna miss me when I'm tipsy. Running everything west of the Mississippi. It's the unseen, pulling strings with my pinky ring. We got your woman, pucker up, but we fuck her up. Bow down before I make a phone call. Got 25 niggas running up on y'all. For the cheese, we want them keys. Everybody freeze, on your knees, butt naked please. Before any of you guppies get hurt. Nigga, rewind my part, fool. And bow down when I come to your town.
Bow down
when I'm wet with bass.
Bow down.
Cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Ooh. I take 10 steps and I draw. Now who's pissing? The mad ass Inglewood edition. I bust like a pimple, my mind is still mental. The west side connects with me in South Central. When the drag from the zigzag can't fuck with the Phillies. Holding down the Wild West like the kid they call Billy. Once again it's Mac 10, the gold crown holder. Strong as a Coca-Cola with a chrome pistola. Now who wanna fuck so I can bust when I cuss? My look bring your feel with gear from the surplus. Since a teen I chase the green, the crack scene team. Lolo's, corniches, and baguettes on my pieces. So recognize these real cheese. Chase the cheese, the west side connect. Keep it rolling like gold. These three willing and dealing. It's like the California style. But in the meanwhile, in my town, you got the vibe.
Bow down
when you come to my town.
Bow down
when I'm westward bound.
Bow down
because I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Well, it's that Chuck wearing still sport of the beanie. The shadiest nigga when a click who wanna see me gaza. Slide my loafs on, lift my khaki thing. West side, connect gang, ding, ding, bang. Run away, go get your punk ass laid by this H, double O to the D to the FDA. Fuck hotter than, I'm gang related, simple and plain. Which means I can give a fuck about you niggas in this rap game. Flashy niggas get stuck up, beat the fuck up. When you come around, keep your chain cut from this 00 apostrophe, yes shit. Fuck a studio lyricist, I'm real with this. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Diss me your wax, I'm tryna saw your whole fucking head off. Yeah, I'm platinum bound, so bitch shut up. And nigga, while y'all can kiss my Converse like show me.
Bow down
when I come to your town.
Bow down
when I'm left with bam.
Bow down
cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Bow down
when you come to our town.
Bow down
when we rest with bam.
Bow down
cause we ain't no haters like you. Bow down to some niggas that's greater than you.
Tell you something, gangsters make the world go round. So you ain't got the clown, but if you live on the west side of your town, make them other fools bow down. West side connection, the world belongs to us.
Bow down. Bow down. Bow down. Bow down.
When you come to our town.
Bow down
when we rest with bam.
Bow down
cause we ain't no haters like you. Bow down to some niggas that's greater than you.
Fool. posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Me and Kitchen Satan at home away from home in the black Benz limo with a cellular phone. I'm calling up the posse, it's time to get to ripping. I freaking eat sunroof to keep you suckers tripping. Everybody's looking, if you're jealous, turn around. The AMD kick keeps us closer to the ground. We're getting good grip from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher, cause the 808 kick drum makes the girlies get dumb. We're rolling Rainier and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we do this, sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J-R-U-ing of Seattle. Picked up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip, yes we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. We all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-A-Lot posse, Cole ripping up the set.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Up, yep.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Rolling in my posse was getting kinda bored. There's not another posse with more points scored. We don't walk around like criminals or flex like big gorillas. My homeboy Kid Sensation is the teenage lady killer. Maharaji's on the deaf side dancing like a freak. The girlies see his booty and the knees get weak. Larry is the white guy, people think he's funny. A real estate investor who makes a lot of money. Clacking lots of dollars, we all got gold. Cruising in his Benz and ain't got no place to go. Well, in 23rd, we saw nothing but thugs. The girlies was too skinny from smoking all them drugs. Cause the rock man got them and their butts just dropped. The freaks look depressed because our Benz won't stop. At 23rd and Union, the driver broke left. Kevin shouted, Broadway, it's time to get deaf. My girl blew me a kiss, she said I was the best. She's looking mighty freaky in a black silk dress. The closer that we get, the crazier I feel. My posse's on Broadway, it's time to get ill.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Pop you up.
Broadway and my wheels spin slow. Rolling with your posse is the only way to go. The girlies by the college was looking for a ride. We tried to pick them up but we had no room inside. We put them on the trunk, we put them on the hood. Some sat up with the driver, they made him feel good. The posse's getting bigger, there's much too many freaks. My muffler's dragging, my suspension's getting weak. Now the freaks are getting hungry and Mix-A-Lot treating. We stopped at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating, but Taco Bell was closed, the girls was on my tip. They said, go back the other way, we'll stop and eat a dip. Six is the place where the cool hang out. The swaths like to play and the rich flaunt clout. Posse to the burgers, stand so big we walk in twos. We're getting dirty looks from those other sucker crews. Kid Sensation dropped a 20 and didn't even miss it. Skeezer from another crew, she picked it up and kissed it. Her boyfriend's illin', he went to slap her face. My homeboy PLB, cold sprayed the boy with mace. Cause I never liked the bunk who beat up on his girl. If you don't have game, then let her leave your world. We took his girl with us, with him she rode the bus. She gave the boy the finger and the sucker starts to cuss. Boy, I got a just posse, you got a bunch of dudes. You're broke cold crying about the Rockman blues. You beat up on your girl and now you're all upset. She's with the Mix-A-Lot posse on the Broadway set.
My posse's on Broadway.
Yeah, buddy, you know what it is. The posse's on Broadway. Five fellas and 22 free.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
My posse's on Broadway.
Yeah, nigga, I'm still fucking with you. Still waters run deep. Guess who's back? Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out.
It's still straight day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spot that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say straight fell off. Pow, nigga, my last album was the chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on pain.
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them bolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the beat.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them bolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
The last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ears to the streets, signed Eminem. Hayes, triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to the beat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire to your soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home and drive-bys and acmatics. Swap me, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the DR.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the DR.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the DRE.
It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting the corners and the lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off a job, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them bolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the
D.R.E. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies, add that shit up, D-R-E, right back up on top of things, smoke some with your dough, no stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks, some of that real sticky, icky, icky, ooh-wee, put it in the air, air, boy, use a full D-R.
YPA Entertainment Radio. We can keep it moving. So what else do we get into?
Well, you know the fight between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury is not going to happen. I believe it was this month it was supposed to happen because of Tyson Fury is kind of allegedly stated that, you know, he had COVID, so they postponed that fight. Well, Deontay Wilder's fiance, Telly Swift, is calling Tyson Fury's COVID diagnosis allegedly straight up BS, telling TMZ Sport the boxer is trying to buy time because he ain't ready to go toe-to-toe with her man, the Bronze Bomber. The Fury Fight Trilogy, it was set for the 24th of this month at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas after Wilder actually went to court to compel Fury's to take the third fight. But the bout was postponed due to Fury recently testing positive for COVID-19. We spoke with Swift at an event for her nonprofit Boxing Wags Association in El Segundo. And we asked her and Deontay's take on Fury's illness, and Telly didn't hold back. End quote, "You've trained so hard, blood, sweat, and tears, and then for someone to have COVID and Deontay's fight with torn bicep, broken finger, burns on his arms, and he still fought," Swift says. "So I just feel like with COVID, and you have 16 days until the fight, he should still be able to fight and make it happen. In fact, Swift thinks the 32-year-old heavyweight champ is trying to use COVID as a way to dodge Wilder, saying it's just an excuse to give him some time. End quote, "I don't think he's ready. I think he's buying time, and I just feel like he feels Deontay is the best looking-wise. Of course, Wilder and Fury fought to a draw in 2018, and Deontay lost the second fight in 2020 via TKO. Swift added, "Personally, I don't believe anything that he says, so I don't believe anything that he says that, and that's that," unquote. And you can forget about Wilder's boxing anyone else during the weight, Swift, who got engaged with Wilder in 2018, tells us he only focused on Fury. Deontay's mind, he eats, sleeps, lives Tyson Fury, so he's ready for Tyson. Fight goes down October 9th now. It's been moved to October 9th, so the fight goes down on October 9th. And if you thought the giant heavyweight had beef before, we'll see what happens when this comes up. You know, anything is possible. You know, maybe he is trying to buy some time to really get in shape, but he could have, well, you know, have COVID. And, you know, again, maybe this COVID, if he do have it, maybe it's kicking him in the butt really hard. So for her to say that, you know, that her fiance, Deontay Wilder, a broken thing, you know, fractured finger, broken finger, you know, burns on the arm and all that, and he still fought, that's a little different from COVID. You know, COVID is contagious. If spread and other people get in, their health is not as strong, you can kill them. So that's a little different. You can't compare those, you know, injuries that Deontay Wilder has to COVID. COVID has known to take out many lives out there. A broken finger and a burn on the arm have it. So you can't really compare that. So if he really do have it, then, you know, respect that. If that's what he said. Now, if he really using that as an excuse to find more time to train and get in better shape, because I saw some videos of him and he didn't look like he was in great shape. He didn't look like he was taking this serious, and, you know, he belly flabbing everywhere. You know, he just didn't look in shape to come for this fight. So maybe he is buying time. Who knows? If he is, then so be it. Wait until October 9th and let this fight happen. I'm disappointed that it's not happening now, you know, because I was actually looking, you know, forward to this part three to see if Deontay Wilder will, you know, come out of this, you know, this loss, see if he able to avenge his loss against, you know, Tyson Fury, or Tyson Fury beats him again. Who knows? We'll see on, you know, come October 9th. What do you think?
Is that whole time you were talking about his fiance is on social media saying all this stuff?
Yeah.
Deontay Wilder? That's number one. That's another thing. Shut the hell up and just, like, listen. This is the problem with social media. Like, she's jumping into it. And I don't think he did this. Shut up. Stay out of it. This guy, you ain't in that ring. You're not going in that ring. You don't know, like, you speculating and shit, and you might get your man ass whooped up even worse because you mouthing off. And, he could have COVID, or he could be out of shape. It don't matter. They're going to fight regardless October 9th. Whether he purposely moved the fight from July to get by him sometime, it doesn't matter. The fight is going to happen regardless. It's going to happen. He just moved the date. So, because it's not happening on July 24th, doesn't mean it's not happening at all. He didn't call it the fight completely. They shuffled the dates a little bit to buy him time or get him healthy, whatever the situation is that we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But my thing is, stop talking out of pocket, stop stirring the pot, and saying shit that you don't know about. And it's her saying it, not Deontay. This is like, you got to stay out of people's business. Like, yo, look, this is like a sports shit. You're not in that ring. You're not going to be in that ring. You might be getting your man ass whooped up badly because you're talking shit for him. Just stay out of it. I know you want that big paycheck for you because I know this is what you're looking for. That's why she's talking.
Right.
She probably want a new car or remodel the house, and she's waiting on that paycheck. Now you got to wait till October. And now you're getting all mad because Tyson Fury ain't doing it. So you'll get your new house and car and all that stuff he promised you. No matter, wait till all October, you're going to get it. Stop coming out of pocket and speaking for your man where you really don't know shit. Like, you speculating, throwing speculations out there. We don't know.
Right.
They're still going to fight. They're still going to go in the ring. And with that being said, your man better bring that shit in the third fight. Come October.
He better.
Because all this jibber-jabber, all this jibber-jabber you doing on social media and false claims and shit like that, don't get your man ass whooped because you talking too much shit.
Now, my thing is, of course. Now, my thing with this is, wouldn't you want Tyson Fury to be in great shape for them to go up against each other? Wouldn't you want that?
Exactly.
If this is if he is buying more time, as you say that you think he is, then so be it. Let him buy more time to get in shape. Let this be a great fight. Two guys that's in shape and go up against each other. Now let's see who can, come out the winner on this. I personally think that, you know, Tyson Fury will beat him again. That's my opinion.
Yeah,
unless Deontay Wilder worked on something, you know, jabs and body shots and all that stuff. But other than that, if he continued to throw these wild punches and think that he's going to knock a person out, which is one big wild punch that's coming all over the place. I mean, he fights like he's fighting in the street. And I've always said that. He doesn't fight like a boxer. You know, he fights like he's in the street, like he's a street brawl.
Right. And maybe this time between now and October – Work on your shit. Get in in better shape. Come at like just looking ready. You know what I mean? Like I said, at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt anyone if it's delayed a few months. It helps whoever. If my opponent is delaying it and I know we're gonna fight regardless because contract's already been signed, then all right, then I'm just gonna continue to work and get in better shape and keep working on my techniques and studying film. No, October 9th will be here before you know it. Time is flying already. So my thing is, stay quiet, stay off the grid. Tell your John, shut the fuck up. Stop causing problems. He's stirring the pot, and just wait till October 9th and then go in there. Because I tell you what, if you go in there, you lose either by knockout, technical, whatever. You lose. Period. Zoe and I are gonna clown your ass the next day on the show. Because your girl was stirring the pot and pissed this man off, putting out false accusations. Now you got to bring it. Now you got to win. Now you got to go in and kick his ass. Now you have to. It's just, she stirred the pot, Zoe. She stirred the pot. She's giving out false accusations.
Yeah.
Now you got to kick his ass.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to.
He's going to have to. Zoe don't think it's going to happen. Zoe think Nick Fury going to whoop his ass.
No,
so.
No, I think Fury is going to beat him again. He's going to beat him again because, you know, again, unless Deontay, over the time that he had, you know, to think about this, and, you know, he switched trainer because he's no longer with Mark Breland, so he has a new trainer in there. So hopefully this trainer is able to get Deontay to fight the style that he should be fighting, which is actually boxing and not street fighting. You know, so throwing jabs, that's a plus in boxing. You're able to throw jab to get your boxing and your opponent off balance, or keeping them off balance. Then you throw that power punch in to try to knock him out, you know. But you going in there and swinging wildly, you know, that's not going to do it in fighting, you know, in boxing. You know, you're going to get somebody that's so experienced, they're going to tag you each time. They're going to tag you unless they make that crucial mistake and have their hand down and get caught with one of those bombs that you throw that you get lucky to hit them with. You know, so hopefully he picked up some skills from this new trainer and he'll utilize it in the ring when he fights Tyson Fury. But if he hasn't learned anything, it's going to be the same result as the second fight. He's going to lose.
There you go. There you go. Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett appears in court, and battle actor Jussie Smollett reported for the first return for the first time in more than a year Wednesday to court, where he faced charges over his alleged hate crime hoax and doubled down on his innocence. Smollett, 39, maintained that he was not guilty of staging a January 2019 hate crime against himself as he entered Cook County Court, calling proceedings a dog and pony show. The former Empire actor appeared for a closed hearing to determine whether one of his attorneys, Ninye Uchi, I don't know, butcher his name, has a conflict of interest representing him in the case, the Chicago Tribune reported. Judge James Lynn was expected to hear testimony from this attorney, as well as brothers Mbibola and Ola Benjo, whom Smollett knew from the Step Empire. The two brothers alleged they were paid by the actor to stage a hate crime against him because he was unhappy with his salary, and they are key witnesses in special prosecutor's case against him. The brothers have claimed that Smollett's attorney had previously spoken with them about representing them early in the process, potentially creating a possible conflict of interest, the newspaper reported. Smollett's attorney, meanwhile, has denied being involved in conversations with the brothers, the paper reported. The hearing is the latest after Smollett was indicted for a second time on charges of lying to police about being the victim of alleged attack near his Chicago apartment. The charges came from the special prosecutor who was appointed after Cook County prosecutor dropped the charges in March of 2019. Smollett insists he's innocent last year and that the case against him is bullshit. I forgot all about this. I came across it.
Yeah,
I forgot
me too.
All about it. But I forgot. I forgot that COVID was last year. Stop proceedings that was going to continue. He's doubling down on it. He's saying that it happened. I don't know. Now things are getting back to normal, and they're going to follow up with this. I'm very interested to see how this is going to end, what the consensus is going to be, if it was a hoax or not. This whole thing has always been touch and go from the beginning, and I'm just curious to see how this is all going to end, quite frankly.
Wasn't there text messages that they showed the state that the two brothers, wasn't there text messages that they had that showed that this was a setup, that this was all staged for this to happen?
I think so.
If I'm not mistaken, dropped the case?
It's been a while. You might be right. I don't know. I don't know. All that you're saying, if that's the case, is what you're saying, that's going to come up. It's going to have to come up eventually.
Of course, and that's probably not going to look good for Jussie Smollett. You know, they do have that as evidence, and they show that in the court that he did stage this allegedly. You know, so hopefully, I feel for the brother. You know, that if he did stage this, that wasn't the way to do it to get more money, bro. Now you're not getting any money from it. You're not going to get
anywhere,
any money
or anywhere
from
else. Or yeah, anywhere
people
else.
People probably not
going to
buy you now because of that.
Yeah. like I said, now since things opening back up, expect a lot of news in the spotlight being on this case now. And like you said, if that's the case about the text situation, all that and much more is going to come to the forefront. So we just sit back and relax.
Right.
We're going to see what happens, and we'll give you our opinions as the case continues. We got a few minutes for one more music break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Nice. Dedicated to all the beautiful people in the house. You know who you are. Yeah. Redman, Method Man, Blackout 2. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together. You get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut, farting like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money since young bucks. Mind you ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh, you know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for show. Slow up the pace, this ain't a race, soon there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so international. Not around the way around the world, and you just don't. We around you girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 is ready to fly, is you ready to ride? Let's go. Now we can green, we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. I like a girl that'll roll me a blunt, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like sweet, baby, call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mara? I'm just playing. Hey Miss Thang, hey Miss Thang, how you going Miss May? I got tickets, let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby I'm Rick James, excuse me. Where you going mama? I wanna change, I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we gonna meet your mama. I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international. The type of chick I like a wheelie, a bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the billy up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown and your throne, little castle. You can rest your dome and we can smoke a little greenery, you know. You're getting that dough, get it and go on this cruise. I'm taking it slow, you're painting your toes and it's cool. Fuck with you, dude, I'm fucking with you. Like a overnight celebrity, miss nothing to lose.
Hey, Miss Lady, my Boricua. I heard your apple bomb like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you're about 5 feet high. I get high. What about you? A jungle brother and baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.
Welcome back to NYPN Tim Radio. We're ready to wrap things up on this week's episode. Remember, tune in next week. I'm going to give you a breakdown for the month of August. We're going to have to shake things up a little bit leading into our 11th season in September. I'll get into details next week live here on the show. A lot of stuff to get into at that time, so I'll go into detail. But we're going to get ready to get out. We're going to do the shout-outs. Y'all know going about your business. And, let's go.
To everybody who continued to listen to us, I say that each and every Sunday,
But we're grateful to all of y'all, including the haters who continue to listen to us so they can hate on us. But continue doing so and share. Share to your friends. You know, maybe they might like us. But, you know, we still love y'all. Shout out to Kyle. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to NY. New music, new topics. If you want to hear it right here on NYPA Entertainment Radio, hit us up. NYPA, spell out the word, entertainment, @gmail.com. End it off.
Yep, definitely. Shout out to everyone there in far, Zoe, New York, Philly, globally. I see the downloads that are in other countries and continents and so forth. We appreciate you taking the time out to listen to us for 2 hours and let us to do our very best to entertain you during those 2 hours. And like I said, a lot of big things are coming your way as things are opening back up and opportunities are coming up and things are getting back to some normalcy. It's a lot of good things for NYP and Team Radio. More importantly, you guys out there who are loyal listeners, who take the time out to subscribe, download, share the show, leave a comment on any other platforms. If you cannot listen to this every Sunday live as it's happening, as long as you listen, that's all that matters. Get at us, like Zoe said, NYPA Entertainment spelled out, Gmail, get us on social media. Just type in NYPA, it'll pop up, trust me. Otherwise than that, folks, we'll see you next week live here. Be safe. Love one another. I know it sounds cheesy, but just do that. Be good. Have a good week. See you next week here on NYPA Entertainment Radio.
GB.
Yo. I'm not a preacher. I just like making good music. The show is over. The show is over. The show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind to rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose with win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. It's over. Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by. But I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away. These dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I seek to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the good and the evil. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are they are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking at being enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain. The
is over. The show is over.